You'd say he's down on his what?
I wouldn't know.
What about you, Mr. B? He's down on his...
On his knees, I call him.
Yeah, but I'm not on my knees.
No, down on his tiptoes.
Okay. Would you ever say, when a person is squatting down, that he's down on his haunches, or down on his honkers, or down on his hunkles?
On his scrunches, I guess. That's...
Okay, scrunches. All mm-hmm. right, just a minute. Okay. What's a name for a stingy person?
Just a stingy person. That's all I know. I don't know what the name of it.
Oh, I bet you know some other words. He's a real...
stingy.
You got another word, Mr.
Real tight.
Okay. Real tight. He's a real tight person, or he's a real what?
Real stingy person.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say tightwad?
Oh, I'll hear that.
You think you've ever said?
I've used that word a whole lot.
You have used it? You think you've used that word,
yes,
tightwad?
Yes, I've used it too.
Well, I got some others here. Have you ever spoken of a cubbage person? What about crapper? What about skinflint? Alright. If you see a woman maybe who's dressed in funny looking clothes that are not in good taste, how could you describe her? She's very...
Well, tacky.
Yeah, that's one of the words I've got here. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, when a person puts on good clothes, what do you say he does?
Well, you can say he got a good taste.
Yeah. You might say he's... to go to this party, he's all what?
Dressed up.
Uh-huh. Can you say it any other way? Particularly about a woman who puts on her fanciest clothes.
No.
Okay. If an elderly person is still very, very lively, you know, and gets around well, what would you say, how would you describe the person? He's very...
Well, I said she was getting about very young.
Mm-hmm. Any other way to say that? Have you ever used the word pert?
Yes.
Or spry?
Yes, spry. She can get about really spry.
What about chipper?
I haven't heard that.
Okay. How would you describe a lazy person who doesn't have any ambition?
I just wouldn't know.
Okay. No special word, huh? Mm-hmm. A bird that seeks insects in tree trunks. A bird that lights on the trunk of a tree, you know, to hunt for insects in the tree. What about a bird that makes holes in a tree?
Oh, call them jaybirds.
Yeah.
Peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
Okay. What about an insect that jumps in the grass?
Grasshoppers?
Yeah, anything else? Alright. Suppose something goes diagonally across a field. How would you describe that?